It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. State Senate Republicans met with reporters to discuss the legislative session. Senators Shelley Short and Hunziker say they are finding ways to work with Democrats, especially when it comes to homelessness.
I just think it's incumbent upon all of us to look for those, you know, potential things that we can work together on. There are times when we don't agree, obviously, with where the majority is going, but I think we look for those opportunities. I wanted to turn it over to Senator Zeiger because he's been working quite a bit on homelessness and housing, and I think those are perfect examples to show bipartisanship.
Well, and as specifically as regards the budget, Senator Rolfes has included me in discussions about the homelessness part of the budget, and I appreciate her outreach on that, and I know that there is a real bipartisan interest in working on homelessness this session. You know, there's public demand for that, and we've seen polling that shows that homelessness is the top issue. We have put forward legislation that is moving to increase housing supply. Ultimately, that is what we have to do in this state. We're 225,000 units short. Great bills by Senator Wagner, Senator Fortunato, Senator Warnock, and myself. Senator Braun has a bill that would create a tax incentive, state tax incentive, for employers to hire individuals experiencing homelessness. I have a bill that I see is very complementary to that, that would create a permanent grant fund in the Department of Commerce for cities to hire homeless individuals. In addition to all of that, I would say that we need to increase accountability when money, when public dollars are being spent on housing and homelessness. And coming off of the scandal involving the Pierce County Housing Authority, where money was siphoned off and misused, we have a bill that would increase the frequency of audits. So very pleased to see these bills moving forward and look forward to working with people in both parties.
But Zeiger and Short say they won't agree to raise taxes to pay for programs.
I don't think that Republicans were sent here this session. I don't think legislators, by and large, were sent here this session to increase taxes on the people of Washington. We are blessed to have additional revenue coming in that we can spend in a supplemental budget. And we've got to do that in a way that prioritizes the things people are asking us to prioritize. We've got to do some responsible things on homelessness, but we've also got to prioritize our existing spending on homelessness.
We've seen too many examples of where putting endless dollars at a situation hasn't fixed it. It's made it worse. And while funding is part of it, there are certainly policy objectives that need to be taken into consideration too. I'd just like to say we've been privy and learning more from local communities that are doing their part to better coordinate when it comes to either homelessness and those wraparound services that get people the mental health treatment they need. What they're finding as they've come together, that they're understanding better what those gaps are and how they might meet those needs. And we're seeing tremendous advancement just within cities.
A reporter asked Zeiger and Short why there's a need to incentivize the hiring of homeless people.
I think the value of that is that you have people who maybe have a criminal history, and that makes it difficult for them to get their foot in the door for employment. People who may find it difficult to get in for a job interview. People who may find it difficult just to navigate the application process for jobs. Maybe they have not been employed for a significant period of time of their lives. There are gaps in their resume. And so let's create some incentives to give people a foot in the door. And let's keep the end goal in mind here, which is self-sufficiency. And I don't think we talk enough about that kind of goal around here when we're talking about homelessness, to get people some momentum in their recovery, whether that's recovery from a substance use issue, whether that is recovery from a long period of poverty. Employment programs work.
Well, and I would just add too, this is not precedent setting. Whether we are creating incentives for multifamily housing or low income housing, or even the incentives that we've given to employers to help hire disabled individuals or developmentally disabled individuals. I think utilizing those things to help in areas where it's a partnership, to me, this is no different. And I echo what Hans said when it comes to providing real opportunities that do help, helping them recover and to gain self-sufficiency. Those are things we should all want.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.